Sitka last fall hired Anchorage architect Charles Bettisworth to develop a final concept design, cost estimate, and funding plan for the city-owned airport terminal. Bettisworth, whose firm recently worked on the new Fairbanks terminal, has begun to solicit input from local stakeholders and the public for a remodeled, expanded, or completely new terminal. He presented his analysis of the existing airport operations to the Assembly on Tuesday. His conclusions came as no surprise for Assembly members or anyone who's used the airport on a busy day.
The passenger holding room is too small. It does not have a security screening restrooms. The inbound, outbound traffic conflict I pointed out. That security screening queue outside the holding area reduces that whole lobby circulation space.
Bettisworth said the terminal is haphazardly designed and about one-third the size it ought to be, given that Sitka receives 3 inbound and outbound flights a day in winter and 5 each way in summer. And while the number of flights is not expected to increase in the foreseeable future, Alaska Airlines has announced plans to introduce the Boeing 737-900, which carries 180 passengers. Outside the building, there's inadequate long-term parking, an undersized rental car facility, and congestion in the drop-off zone, particularly with commercial carriers. Bettisworth said Sitka has maintained the existing building very well, but it would be structurally difficult to add a second floor. He said Sitka would have to choose between remodeling the existing structure horizontally or building a new terminal. Bettisworth estimated a remodel at $17 million, including a second jet bridge. A new terminal with 3 jet bridges would begin at around $24 million and occupy the site currently used by Harris Aircraft. A new terminal would free up the old building for use by the smaller private carriers. Bettisworth has already held one stakeholders meeting in Sitka, and the group stressed serving the identified needs over making an architectural statement. With emphasis in many other communities, including Fairbanks, on building striking airport facilities, the Assembly asked Bettisworth to explain what he meant by architectural statement.
Yeah, I think that the way that ought to be read is that it ought to reflect the community, and that's actually what the goal was in Fairbanks, was it had to reflect, you know, people had to know they came to Alaska. They weren't showing up in any other city in the world. And so that's why that building turned out to be like it is. I think what we talk about is signature architecture as opposed to background architecture, and this does not need to be necessarily signature architecture. It needs to be handsome, well-proportioned, sustainable, those kinds of things.
Bettisworth said that stakeholders are also exploring ways to fund airport expansion. His own services are being funded by an FAA planning grant. Bettisworth said additional grant monies combined with general obligation bonds, passenger fees, and a seasonal sales tax might cover the tab. The next stakeholders workshop is scheduled for Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th in Sitka. Members of the public are welcome to sit in. Additional details are available from Kelly Cropper in the Public Works Department at 747-1804. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.